Can we record you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with what is your name and what grade are you in?
My name is Josh, and I am in the 11th grade.
All right.
Well, Josh, I think we should start off by saying how appreciative we are for you taking the time out of your day to come and indulge us in our interview. If we could just start off with you telling us a brief story of how you started to get anxiety, and when you realized that you had anxiety.
Wait, what? I don't have anxiety.
No.
Am I supposed to have anxiety?
No. I mean, everyone has anxiety, but
yeah,
what?
But like, I don't have, like, I don't have anxiety. Like,
no.
I'm sure there are times when I've been anxious.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. Like, what,
that's
what
you mean
as
to
a
say.
Kid.
Yeah,
you've been getting, like,
did
a
you,
range of experience.
Yeah.
Some people have depression, and some people have, like, no depression, and they just have minimal anxiety, and some people, like, maybe like you, who I'm assuming doesn't have a lot of anxiety. When you do, when you would agree that you do have anxiety at times, correct? You need to get anxious over things?
Really rarely.
Rarely?
Okay. When as a kid did you realize, like, oh, this is a feeling of anxiousness?
So you acknowledged it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I was really anxious one time in, like, third grade. I cheated on a test. And I was like, the teacher's definitely gonna find out. And I spent, like, 2 weeks worrying that they were gonna find out.
Did they?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I got a job.
How'd you cheat? I'm just curious. Like, in what land?
No, I just, like, looked up the answer.
Okay.
Do you view anxiety as a positive or negative thing?
Negative.
Why?
I don't know. I guess just when I think of anxiety, I think of people getting anxious, and I just know that that's not a good feeling.
Do you see how anxiety can be viewed as a positive thing to motivate you to a certain degree?
Not really.
No?
Not really. I think, to me, anxiety is, like, I guess the way I think of it is it's like a feeling that you get when a situation is happening that you're not comfortable with or that you're nervous about. And I think that I don't really see how that can help you with the situation. Like, I guess I just feel like you'd be more likely to do well in a situation if you're not anxious than if you are.
Sure. So you talked about having anxiety from sort of academic stress and academic honesty. Is that sort of the only place where you experience anxiety, like in an academic environment?
I wouldn't say I experience anxiety, like, in an academic environment. Like, that was, like, one time.
Okay, one time, okay.
Like, no, I'm very chill about, like I do pretty well in school. If you guys know that. Like, I don't really get that anxious about schoolwork. I don't really get that anxious that often. I can't think of the last, like, I'm sorry, but I can't think of the last time I've been anxious.
You can't remember the last time you're anxious, really?
Yeah.
That's a really good thing.
It's good to get a whole range of, like, you know, opinions and experiences, I think.
No, it's actually good that you don't experience it because it's such a contrast between some of the other kids we've interviewed who do suffer from a lot of anxiety.
How about... I imagine there's more than that, just that experience, correct? That one initial experience?
Yeah, probably. I don't remember.
Do you ever, like, remember using certain tools to help cope with the anxiety that you experienced, even though it was a short time of anxiety? Do you have any tools that you used to help cope with it?
Yeah, I guess, like I know we've just taken existentialism, like, just realizing that in the grand scheme of things, this small moment means nothing, you know, and that it's not worth
writing
about.
Yeah. So looking at it through an existential lens can help you realize the insignificance of everything.
Yeah.
Actually, I like that.
Do you think social media helps with kids' anxiety or makes it worse?
I think it, for a lot of people, I think it makes it worse. I think that there's a lot of peer pressure that comes from that. And, I don't know, just... you know, pressure to conform to what's happening on social media. But I think the other side of that is, like, I don't know, I guess you're, like, you could be less anxious, you get less social anxiety if you're connected with your friends like that.
So what advice do you have for teenagers who may deal with anxiety on a different degree that you experience it? Do you have any?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what it feels like to really go through, like, chronic anxiety or anything like that, so I don't really know, like, what's helpful to them and what's not. But I guess, like, to me, it's just understanding that this is a small moment in a long life and that it really doesn't matter. So it's not worth, like, worrying about.
Any other questions?
This is much shorter than we thought.
Usually,
I don't know, like, the second question, but,
that's fine. It's not bad.
Oh. Is there something the school can do to help educate the student? Or I don't know, maybe not even educate for that. What can the school do to tackle the anxiety and depression epidemic of today's generation?
I think that there's a lot of anxiety centered around, like, tests. So, I don't know. I mean, that's just, obviously they're not going to get rid of tests completely. But I think possibly restructuring finals so it's not just 1 week where you have to study for every test. They could be, like, scattered or maybe not doing it as often because we do it 3 times a year since we have trimesters.
But. Yeah.
I mean, do you feel you're being educated enough about the topic of anxiety or depression?
I think that when I, like, from what I know about anxiety and depression is what my friends taught me. I think it's the school can give me the facts and the statistics, but the only way you can, like, understand what it's really like is by talking to someone who deals with those issues.
I guess pretty good.
Do you have any, like, last thing or last parting thoughts about anxiety and depression?
No.
All right.
Thank you.
Awesome. Perfecto.